Le Monde correspondent Fabrice Marthon-Plichta has been living in Prague since before the Velvet Revolution. Indeed, the French journalist was working here at Radio Prague when those momentous changes occurred. Today, Marthon-Plichta is also the head of the Czech Federation of Food Banks, an organization which every year saves hundreds of tons of food from being destroyed and distributes it among the needy.
I come in Prague for the first time in 1983. I was a student. I have some contacts with young people here who are learning French. So we have some correspondence and some letters and so on. And after 2 years, I came to visit them.
What was the reality of life here when you came in the mid-1980s? What was it like, or how did you find it coming from France?
It was a shock, of course, because it was very dark, grey. But I found a lot of fine people, so it was very exciting too. And it's a very nice country too. So I was 2 weeks here. I visit a lot of towns and places in the country.
Do you have any Czech ancestry? Because your name, Plichta, sounds very Czech.
I have no ancestor from this country. Plichta is the name of my wife. She's Czech and German.
I believe you worked here at Radio Prague in the late 1980s.
Yes, I spent 1 year here as a student in 87-88, and I began to work to the radio as extern. And when I have the occasion after I finish my studies and the army, I established me in Prague in August 89, and I began the radio in the French redaction at this time.
So were you working at the French section when the revolution happened?
Yes, it was very exciting. Unfortunately, at the 17th of November, I was in the radio because I have to work at the evening. It was very exciting. I participate at all the demonstration on Wenceslas Square, which is very near, and I was one of the journalists who was a founder of the Czech Syndicate of Journalists, for example, at the first meeting, and so on. It's a very, very, very interesting, exciting period of my life.
Did you do reports at that time for the French media?
Not for this time. I began to work for French media, for the French press agency.
That's AFP?
AFP in March, and I left the radio. This was the beginning, because during the revolution I have not the occasion. We are very busy here to make, for the first time, free information about Czechoslovakia, because it was a bit schizophrenic before. During the communist period, we mainly have articles about culture or music and tourism and so on.
You've been the Prague correspondent of Le Monde for 20 years. What do you find that French people, or at least French editors, are interested in from the Czech Republic?
Mainly about society, about the changing of the places or the groups who are not able to adapt to the new situation, for example.
Generally speaking, and I know it's a very big question, how would you say French people perceive the Czech Republic or Czech people?
About Czech people, there are good opinions, I think. We have no problem, and many French visit the Czech Republic, mainly Prague. It's a very nice town, so, and people are kind, so it's a place where the French people like to return. The perception of the political or governmental sphere, it's not so good, of course, because everyone knows President Klaus and his original position about environmental questions and about NATO, about in the past, Serbia or now in Libya, and there's a changing position. And for many French people, it's not comprehensible that the Czech authorities are so Eurosceptic.
As well as being a journalist, you're the director of the Czech Federation of Food Banks. What is that, and what prompted you to get involved?
And the food banks are a whole project that exists beginning in the United States in the 60s. It's to fight against waste and against hunger. So we're trying to catch the products who are arriving at the end of their life and before. Still they are fresh enough to be consumed, to give these products to our in stores or in food producers and so on, to the people who need some help, mainly poor people, handicapped people, old people, Roma people, and this kind.
Around how many tons of foodstuffs do you deliver to poor people every year?
Around 250 to 300 tons of products we distribute.
Was it difficult in the beginning to, or is it still difficult, to sell the idea of food banks to Czech people and Czech food producers or retailers?
It's still difficult. At the beginning, it was very something new, so it was very hard to explain and to convince people that it's important to work with us and to collaborate. Now it's from more enterprises or retailers, it's something interesting, but we have to convince now politics and mainly the finance minister that we have to change the legal framework, because it must be more interesting financially for the enterprises, the firms, to give us these foods and not to destroy. Because they have to pay taxes on this, and it's very cheap to destroy these foods. So it's a problem.
Do some people see the idea of food banks as being against capitalism, because capitalism is all about survival of the fittest, and this would seem perhaps not to fit into that model?
Yes, some people can understand, and we heard some, we meet some kind of reactions in Czech Republic, but first, the food banks appeared in the first capitalism country in the world, in the States. So it's not against capitalism. It's a way to do some social work and, by the way, fighting waste. So it's not against capitalism. We have to explain this clearly. But it's, I think now, after 20 years of capitalism in Czech Republic, more people understand why we have to do this, and the reason why capitalism is not able to resolve all the problems of people.
And my final question, Fabrice, is what do you get personally from your involvement in the food banks?
For me, it's very interesting to meet a lot of different people. From the NGOs, of course, we care about this kind of people because we work, we distribute the foods through these NGOs, these charities and other organizations, and the state organization too, with people from the commercial sector. And of course, we have contact with poor people, with Roma people, with handicapped people, but it's very often very interesting, exciting to meet them and to know what their needs and what they're waiting from the life and so on. So it's very, for me, it's very a rich experience.